As we've reported, President Trump is asking Americans to continue the social distancing measures for the next 30 days. Public health experts say it has to happen in order to slow the exponential growth of the coronavirus in this country. But the president took a winding road to get to this new timetable. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports.
When President Trump unveiled his 15 days campaign 2 weeks ago, he appeared resolute.
We're getting rid of this virus. That's what we're doing. That's the best thing we can do. By the way, for the markets, for everything, it's very simple.
But Trump later said in a Fox News Channel town hall he'd been reluctant to shut down what had been a humming economy.
I wasn't happy about it. And I also knew that I had to do it.
Stocks were taking a beating. Unemployment was up. And Trump was getting an earful from friends in the business community and conservative economists, including Stephen Moore, who served as an advisor to the 2016 campaign.
Look, we have to make a very tough calculation here about how long we can keep this economy from functioning, because if we don't, the carnage to our economy and people's lives might be greater than, you know, the health risk of putting people back on the job.
That line of thinking showed up Sunday, March 22nd on the Fox News Channel program hosted by Steve Hilton.
You know that famous phrase, the cure is worse than the disease? That is exactly the territory we are hurtling towards. You think it's just the coronavirus that kills people? This total economic shutdown will kill people.
And within hours, President Trump was saying the very same thing.
We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
Last Tuesday, Trump put a date on it, saying he'd love to have the country reopened and churches packed by Easter Sunday.
It'll be a beautiful time, a beautiful timeline. It's a great day.
Public health experts were alarmed, saying it would be too soon. And Trump was also hearing from political allies who feared it would be a terrible mistake.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Steve Bannon, who was a top White House advisor before his ouster in 2017, and Jason Miller, a 2016 campaign aide, used their podcast to push for a 30-day national lockdown. They call 30 days to save America.
I want to open America back to business.
Exactly. We want to open America.
Right.
100%.
Let me tell you my fear. My fear is that if we take this from a piecemeal fashion, that 2 months from now, 3 months from now, 4 months from now, we're still doing the whack-a-mole game as far as a not sure how long we're going to have this lockdown and have the economy in jitters.
The pitch, you can't fix the economy until you fix the virus. Numerous recent polls show an overwhelming majority of Americans understand that and support continued social distancing. Reached after Trump's press conference last night, Miller was thrilled.
I think there's a collective sigh of relief and appreciation for the decision that was made tonight.
So what moved Trump to make this decision? Miller says he responds to numbers.
His decision ultimately is going to be made by whoever best makes the case. And it's very clear that Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and the rest of the coronavirus task force put a very compelling presentation in front of him that required the strongest course of action, as we've seen.
As President Trump publicly wavered on the mitigation measures, the ground shifted beneath him. The number of diagnosed cases in the U.S. spiked to well over 100,000. Trump saw images on TV of a New York hospital in the same Queens borough where he grew up, overwhelmed by patients, a refrigerator truck parked outside for the deceased. A little more than a month ago, Trump predicted the number of cases would get down to near zero. Last night, he was saying 100,000 American deaths would be a success.
If we could hold that down, as we're saying, to 100,000, it's a horrible number. Maybe even less, but to 100,000. So we have between 100 and 200,000. We all together have done a very good job.
As for Easter, Trump claimed it had been aspirational all along and said deaths would likely peak around then.
Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. That would be the greatest loss of all.
Numerous Trump allies and advisors told NPR in recent days that Trump is keenly aware that his own political fortunes now hinge on how he handles the coronavirus. Tamara Keith, NPR News.